Whew. Now we're going to experience what it feels like to trust yourself. That's right. In this particular moment, I want you to accumulate about 5 different aspects of who you are that you know are really reliable. I don't know you, so I can't think or speak for you. Use as small of an item as you need to, or as big of an item. What about you is reliable? What about you is reliable in a home environment, in a work environment, in your neighborhood? What about you is reliable to other human beings that you're very close to? And what about you is reliable to complete strangers? And one very small factor is those of us that drive realize if we drive reliably and responsibly, following the rules to the best of our ability, that other people rely on us at those moments to be sane and reasonable drivers. It's a small sort of expectation, correct? What of those type of qualities do you manifest every day and probably you even take for granted how very reliable you are? In these same ways, I want you to examine, do people trust you in various ways so that they are taking for granted that you are trustworthy? In many respects, have you earned their trust by being consistent? Have you earned their trust by expressing things in a certain way that they can understand in a reliable and predictable manner? In contrast, for a moment, I want you to examine yourself and think of those ways in which people really think you're unpredictable. Are your moods unpredictable? Are your different verbalizations unpredictably ranging from harmonious, disharmonious, and back to harmonious, and they don't even really know why? Do you gossip about them behind their back, or do you keep their secrets and they know it as a matter of fact? Do you get jobs done that they rely on you to do reliably, or do you kind of herp derp around and never really quite get things done? In what ways are you reliable so that, let's say, 85 to 90% of the time, people know you will follow up? And in what ways are you not reliable so that people might think that perhaps it isn't quite so predictable one way or another if they know something will get done or know that you will react in a certain way that feels consistent and predictable to them? This feeling of you examining your own sense of, am I trustworthy, helps you also be able to examine the trustworthiness of another individual. But before we go there in the next meditation, what I'd like you to do right now is to kind of make plans as to how you will increase your own personal rating of yourself as a trustworthy individual. How do you earn another person's trust? What do you need to do? What part of your game do you need to improve? How do you need to take a situation or a task or a chore and make it something that someone can say you reliably do? How do you go from being okay reliable or not okay to being very reliable? And at what point of consistency over time, often over time, can you finally say, you know what, I think I'm reliable on this enough to bring to their attention that I'd like them to trust me because I've been proving myself for, and chances are you have to prove it for a number of months, maybe even longer, depending on how significant what it is you're doing is. Now, reliability also means that you don't depend on someone else to motivate you or someone else to get you going, because that means you're relying on them to move you forward. So don't put those in the same equation.